Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Vicky. I'm calling you back from customer support because there was a message to return your call. How can I help you today?
Okay. My name is David N. Watson. You have my phone number. I would like to know what this charge my wife received for $49.97 was from your company.
Yes, sir. Give me just one moment, sir. Can you please give me the zip code on that account so I can pull it up?
27288.
What's your first and last name, or your wife's name, rather?
Complete name, David N. Neil, N-E-I-L-L, Watson. My wife's name is K.R. Watson.
Okay. Can you verify you got a shipping address for security purposes on this account?
1319 Tullowee Road, Eden, North Carolina. 27288.
Thank you so much, Mr. Watson. Let me look over the account and see what's going on. It looks like it says David Watson.
That's fine.
Okay, and you paid, excuse me, sir, $7.45. This goes all the way back to October of last year for a pulse oximeter. The charges that you've been seeing for $49.97 are because when you got that oximeter, they enrolled you in something called the Factory Direct Savings Store. That's an online website. Let me see. Hang on just a moment. It says that they give you a $125 gift card once a month, sir, in exchange for that $49.97. So you can shop online at this online web store called
the
Best
the most ridiculous thing
Consumers
I've ever heard of.
Gadget
I agree
Store.
To none of that.
Well, sir, you actually did, because when you paid the shipping and handling, there's a disclaimer that comes up that states that they're going to enroll you in this and gives you all the details
Absolutely
that I just stated.
Absolutely not. I do not agree to that.
Okay, you don't have to agree to it, sir, but I've seen the disclaimer, and people call in every single day once they read that disclaimer to cancel instantaneously. So I know it's there. You just didn't read the terms and conditions, sir, unfortunately, Mr. Watson.
Well, if you hide this stuff in fine
it's
print
not,
or
it's,
whatever it is that you do, that is not agreeable. And I do you your company have a website or anything? I mean, what do I have to do about this?
I mean, I can cancel the account out for you, sir. This isn't the company itself. This is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several online vendors. This is just one of them. I have
a
cancellation number for you.
The oxygen sensor was supposed to have been free. I cannot believe that somebody is pulling this. That's legal.
Oh, it's legal. Trust me, they couldn't do it if it wasn't.
Well, you know what? All the marketing crap that goes on in our society today, whether, you know, legal or ethical or not, it sure as hell isn't ethical.
Right. I agree with you 100%, Mr. Watson. Do not get me wrong. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I absolutely do not agree with this, and I want a refund on that $49.97. I'm filing a complaint. And I want to know who I have to file it with.
Sir, I may refund you. I can transfer you over to a supervisor if you want. I'd be more than happy to refund that $49.97 back to your Visa card ending 1336. Again, I'm 100% with you. You know, here's the thing, though, sir. They actually have it on the website. But my thing is this.
This website?
Is what the customers tell me, wherever you ordered the thing from in the first place.
Okay, I did not order that. That was part of a survey that we were supposed to have a list of a menu of items that you could pick for free because you completed a survey. And all you had to do is pay shipping and handling. That's what this was about. Not that I was going to be billed for $50, you know, 6 months later.
Right. No, I just got off the phone with a man, and he called in. Uh-oh. Sounds
I'm
like
sorry,
a grandbaby. That's
two,
fine.
two grandchildren running around.
I can hear you. I know that grandfather voice. I have 11. First, 11, number 11 came today. How old are they?
Okay, my wife just told me this has happened twice. Does that make your record show?
Hang on just a moment. Let me finish typing up these notes. I have to go back to that page, sir. Well, I remember initially I told you that it goes back to October.
Yes.
That's when the account was initiated. They've been charging you since October the 26th on a monthly basis at that same rate. Now, some of them have been declined. They didn't all go through. I refunded that $49.97 back to Visa card ending 13/36. You'll have that in 3 to 5 business days. But you do have a charge. That this charge is for February. You have a charge for January. It was declined in December.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What happens? Is this a continuous revolving charge forever?
Until you call in to cancel, it would have been. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, but in exchange for that $49, as I stated previously, Mr. Watson, they give you a gift card in the amount of $125 to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. So to date, you've accrued several dollars worth of credit on that card. I can give you that email support address so you can request they send you that link so you can activate that voucher, at least get what you paid for or what you've been paying for.
You know, I'm not jumping through all these hoops. That's just ridiculous.
Well, I'm just giving you the information that I'm supposed to give you, sir. I'm merely doing my job.
Okay, I understand that. But you know what? Someone driving a getaway car can claim that they're doing their job, too, but it's not ethical, certainly not morally ethical. And, you know, I work with the Postal Service, and I don't abide by, you know, shady business practices. Certainly don't want to be a victim of one. And certainly this will qualify as a shady business practice, whether it's legal or not.
All right, so at this juncture, what would you like me to do, sir?
Like
I've given you your cancellation.
I
already canceled
this,
sir. I've already canceled that account.
Now, what do I have to do to stop this from having continually revolving charges?
I canceled the account, sir. There will be no more further charges to your account. I canceled the account and refunded the last charge of $49.97. I told you I sent it back to your Visa card.
How many total charges have been made?
I've been doing it since October, Kay. $50 a month.
I don't see how you didn't miss $50 coming out your account every month.
Well, it's my wife keeps up with that. And what happened was she assumed that it was some lights I was ordering, which I am guilty of doing that.
Okay, well, they took $49.97 out initially, $10.30. They took another one out, $11.30. It was declined in December. So you've been charged a total, basically, of 5 times. Only one was declined, so you paid $49.97 4 times.
Okay, so I'll pay $200.
Right.
No. Not for what we've already paid. Well, this is going to get a Better Business Bureau complaint.
I understand that, sir.
What
do what you feel like
website?
You need to do. Here's your cancellation number, sir.
Okay.
C as in cancel. 258-877-257. Yes, sir.
Okay, now, what is the website that apparently I went through this because my understanding that this was a survey, sneaky little survey. Let's get your opinion, Mr. Watson. You're so important. And by the way, bend over and grab your ankles. We're going to have to slip one in you. That's what this comes down to.
Well, sir, you sound like a very intelligent man. All you had to do was read the terms and conditions, and you would have been advised that this was going to happen. People call in every single day and cancel once they read the terms and conditions and see that they're going to be billed and get it canceled before they get the first bill. So it was just a matter of you not reading or not reading. It wasn't like it was an itty-bitty print buried in hundreds of pages. As soon as you pay the shipping and handling charge, that disclaimer comes up. So at any rate, here's the website.
Okay.
It's topconsumerdeals.com, all lowercase.
All one word?
Yes, sir.
Consumerdeals.com.
That's correct. And you said you weren't interested in the gift card. I mean, you said you have grandchildren. They've already charged you the money, whether you get a refund or not. You still have accrued $500 worth of credit on this gift card. If nothing else, I would at least take a look at the website, get my gift card. If it's nothing that you want, it might be something that you can, your wife might want, or your grandchildren. Me, I just don't, you already feel like you've been, you know, for lack of a better word, taken advantage of. So at least get this gift card and get that $500 worth of credit and use it.
Well, yes, I do appreciate your advice and your observation there. But, you know,
I mean, they won't charge you anything else, Mr. Watson. You may as well. I mean, they have a lot of neat stuff on there. I understand how you feel. You feel like you've been played. I understand that 100%. But don't let them win completely. At least get what they claim they charged you for. They won't bill you anything else. And you've accrued.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
If I use that gift card,
mm-hmm.
patronize, you know, the cart, is that would like re-enroll me with?
No, it would not at all. No. This account is dead. This account is dead. They're not going to charge you anything else. They haven't been shipping. No, that would not reinstate this account.
Okay.
No,
now,
it's just the fact that you've already accrued. If they give you $125 a month. Now, they should have sent a link back to you in October so you could access this. This is going to be a virtual card. It's a voucher where you just go online and just shop. Now, I'm all like 99.9% sure that there is no charge for the shipping of these items. And that's, you know, that's what they charge you the $49.97 for. Of course, you're getting like $175 over, but... And if, in my opinion, if they wanted me to pay for the shipping, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But it is $500 worth of credit. That's what I'm looking at. I'm like a bargain hunter. I'm very miserly when it comes to my money, very frugal. And I like a discount or sale or stuff like that. But it's nowhere in the world I wouldn't even investigate and see what they had to offer. If I had $500 worth of credit, I don't care who it is. I would buy me $500 worth of wood and build me a house with it. I would make it work.
I understand, and I appreciate that.
So at least, sir, take the email address down, Mr. Watson, and tell them, just take the email address down. Just email them and say, I need you to resend me the link for my voucher. And then usually get back in touch with you, sir, within 24 hours. And just go online and see. I mean, it's a bunch of guy stuff, if you ask me. The only thing I see is like they have a neck massager, a foot massager, stuff like that. But it's like spy cams and fuel savers, dash cams, track tackers, Wi-Fi boosters, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Air purifiers, spy cams, streaming devices, whatever that is. But it is yours. You have earned it. So, I mean, you know, I understand you.
I understand. I just don't want this to happen anymore.
I understand that 100%. I assure you, just by you taking advantage of that gift card, they won't open your account back up. And I know now you know to read any fine print bylaws, you know. But the customers that have canceled, I've never had one. And I've been here about 16 months. I've never had a customer. I've never seen an account where they call back once they got their voucher. I have had some to call back in and say, hey, as a matter of fact, give me my voucher. Give me that email support so I can claim my voucher. And I've never seen an account that's been closed where they got access to that gift card and they call back in to complain about it. Never. So I'm thinking at least that part of it is legit, sir. I'm not saying the other part wasn't, but I'm saying I'll stand behind that. Now, that other...
So, in other words, people have been pretty satisfied with, you know, redeeming the gift cards.
Right. Exactly. I haven't never heard one complain about that part of it.
Okay.
So that's what I would imagine. And I only, yes, sir. And I only brought up the thing about the shipping and handling because when I gave somebody, this man, that email support address, he asked me, and I'll find out too, just so I'll know, if they charge shipping and handling for the stuff that they sell. I can't imagine that they would. You give me a gift card, how you going to charge me to send me the stuff? You know what I mean? That
yeah.
doesn't make sense to me. This is my gift card you gave me. I'm not about to pay for the shipping and handling.
Yeah. Well, you know, the point is that the business relationship didn't start off on the best hand.
Exactly.
With the little slip of the disclaimer in the shipping and handling.
Right.
Their disclaimer. So at if that point on, it's like
all bitter, right?
It should be, and maybe I just was not didn't have my back to the wall like I should have to protect myself.
Exactly. I told you on the onset of this conversation, Mr. Watson, I agree with you 100%. There's certain things that are right. There's certain things are wrong. There's certain ways that people manipulate things. And that's why I said I had to see it myself just so I would feel comfortable. Because First of all, I'm not going to sit up here and argue with anybody about their money. You know, if I can give it back to you, I'm going to give it back to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going in my account. And I just want to make sure that, you know, you're satisfied as I can, the most that I can do.
Okay. Well, listen, I do appreciate your candidness and your advice, and I'm going to go ahead and get on his website and look because I actually Googled Consumer Ready Bright, and nothing came up as far as a website goes. You know,
now, where do you get that from, Consumer Ready Bright? What is that?
That was the charge on my wife's cell phone.
Okay.
With this number that I called.
Okay,
so
yeah.
This number to call you.
Okay. Well, see, that's the website. The website that I just gave you, sir, that's the website. It says for the pulse oximeter. Let me give you the email support. The email support address I'm about to give you now, Mr. Watson, is the one that you need to email to tell them to send you the link for your voucher. Just it's a voucher that they send you. And as I stated, you've been charged four times. So you're supposed to get $125 each time. So you've accrued $500 worth of credit on that website. And it's write this down, sir. First of all, the people who were charging you is called the Factory Direct.
Is that one word?
No. No, sir.
Okay.
Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, they're the company that issued you the membership and gave you that $125 gift card. The gift card is to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. That's the site, the online store that you're going to be ordering from. That's where like the oximeter came from and all these other things, the fuel saver, foot massager. That's the website, the online store. But the email address that you need to email them to tell you to resend me the link for my gift card or my voucher is what it is, because it's going to be like a virtual thing. They just give you the link to be able to tap into it and use your credit. Who you need to email, and they already have your email address because, as I stated earlier, Mr. Watson, they were supposed to send you a link to access this gift card. And that's been so long ago. They did send it to you, that's been October 26th. I know you don't have it anymore. So here's the email support address that you need to email them and say, send me my voucher. It's the word, and this is all going to be lowercase. And it's the word support. Then the at symbol.
All right.
The word buy, B-U-Y, top, T-O-P.
All right.
Consumer.
All right.
Deals, plural, D-E-A-L-S, .com.
Okay, buy top consumer deals .com.
Yes, sir. Just give them, email them, and they'll respond back. Normally, they're pretty good about it, according to what I hear. They usually respond back within the first 24 hours.
Okay.
They might respond right back, but it's usually within the first 24 hours. Remember just to tell them to send you the link so you can access your gift card. Resend it to your email address. And if you give me just a moment, Mr. Watson, I'm going to get you transferred over to a supervisor so you can get your additional refund.
Okay.
Now, is there anything else before I disconnect or transfer? I'm in the process now of
Okay. Link, that last thing you said, link to access my
voucher. Yeah. I would say, they say gift card, so I would say gift card / voucher. And then make sure you include that your enrollment date was 10/26/21, so they'll know to get it, you know. They should be able to tell, though. There was one charge.
10/26.
Yeah, the initial day that you paid that you ordered the pulse oximeter was 10/26/21. You were charged. I mean, you can elaborate as much as you want, so I'm just giving you the basics. But you can let them know that you paid for the past 5 months. You paid 4 months. Only 1 month was declined. That was in December. The December 31st charge was declined, but they came right back and got it in January and February. So they charged you $49.97 on 10/30, on 11/30. They tried it 12/31, but it didn't go through. Then on the 1st of January and the 1st of this month. So you have four charges at $4.99. They need to give you four times $125 in vouchers.
Okay.
And I'm copy. Just typing up some notes before I transfer you, so you won't have to be so redundant when I do transfer. I'm letting them know the gist of the transfer and what you're looking for and what happened. They'll read the notes that I put on your account anyway, but you know, there. Just a minute. Okay, sir. All righty. Is there anything else that you can think of that I can assist you with today, Mr. Watson, before I transfer your call over, sir?
Okay. Okay. Who are you going to transfer me to?
To my supervisor.
Yes.
Yeah, they have it.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
I copied everything over. I sent your not your file, but your account over to them so they can look at it, see what I did. And I have a note on your account. And what I said, basically, customer called in accounts don't get refunded for Gadget Store. I canceled the account, refunded one charge. Customer wants additional refund.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And this is just my supervisor. We're a supervisor, like the floor supervisor. They're just, the thing is, Mr. Watson, they only authorize us to refund the latest charge. But that's not to say that you can't get more money back. And the fact that you made a BB threat kind of gets people's attention around here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Watson. I hope you this ends up better than it started out for you, sir. But I do take advantage. You got those grandbabies, boys or girls, they just, kids like stuff. You know, so just
girls 2 and 4, they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, how you expect a 2-year-old to be quiet, Mr. Watson? I heard you telling your wife, "Tell me, can you keep them quiet?"
No, they're not quiet.
They're not supposed to be.
No, they're not.
They're not supposed to be quiet. A 2-year-old, are you crazy?
No, they're not quiet.
But I bet they warm your heart. I bet they're your pride and joy, though, aren't they?
Well. I've got 2 children. My oldest daughter had 2 boys. They're 5 and 2,
And my son had two girls, so and they're all very close in age, so they're, you know, they're a blessing, absolutely.
Oh my goodness, I can tell. I can tell you love them, but your patience probably may not be as long as it was when you were raising your kids. Because trust me, did you hear me say, my number 11th grandchild came today. And by the time you get to 11, it's still a blessing and all that good stuff. But, you know, I prefer them when they are little like that. And you can hear, give them back. Here you go.
Yep.
Go back to mommy. You know.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Watson, it was very nice talking to you. I'm going to transfer your call over to a supervisor.
Thank you.
They'll
for
get
your
some
help today.
You're more than welcome, sir. More than welcome. I'm sorry this happened to you.
Okay, thank you.
But you're welcome, sir. What I'm going to do is get you switched over to a supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support, sir. You enjoy those grandchildren here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And did I mention to you that your refund will be back on your Visa card ending 1336 within 3 to 5 business days? Any additional refunds that you get will be as well. And I sent you a refund confirmation email as well as a cancellation confirmation email.
That's good. Thank you.
And I sent it to tellowatson@hotmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Mr. Watson. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great
thank
rest
you.
Of your day.
You're
welcome,
you
sir.
Your
thank
help.
You.
Thank
yes,
you
sir. My pleasure, sir. Thanks for calling customer support.